All right, we're back. This Outdoor Reports with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist from the Department of Natural Resources. Brian, thanks for hanging around.
Yeah, no problem.
And we're having fun kind of talking about the pros and cons of this incredibly warm winter. And like I said earlier in this hour in our last report, I can't remember a February being like this, where we're on a roller coaster ride, but usually that's in March.
It is, and you know, they're talking snow on the weekend, but right away back up to 40 degrees, so you know, most of the roads now are mud. Typically not something you see till late March or even early April some years.
Some years, yeah.
You know, so
I hate those years.
Yeah, we go from snow to mud season, so I mean, for some wildlife, it's a boon, you know. Your grouse,
deer definitely needed this.
This is a very easy winter for deer, but even now with their winter coats on, they're not going to be moving around a whole lot, but that low snowfall allows them to go wherever they need to find some food, so it is a good thing for the deer, which will relate, I hope anyway, to a good fawning season and high birth rates. So the birth rate of those fawns correlates real strongly to survival of those deer, and we want to see nice, heavy fawns that are able to survive, so it's just more on the ground. As far as early deer regulations and those kind of things go, we're right now looking at antlerless deer permits. At the UP, at our last meeting, we are going to recommend keeping the no antlerless harvest in place again for archery season.
Interesting.
Don't know if that's going to go through, but that's going to be our recommendation. We are looking also at possibly, because we're in a 3-year regulation cycle, possibly opening some units to antlerless harvest, but actually putting the quota at zero. I know that doesn't sound right, but...
Well, I don't get that.
Yeah, so what happens, though, is because we're at a 3-year regulation cycle, if there's a unit, say 252, which it covers down by the Trenary area, mm-hmm. where traditionally, some years when the deer are good, I was able to offer some antlerless permits. I'm not ready to do that now, but because it's a 3-year cycle, I have to put the quota as being open, the antler season being open, and then put the quota at zero, thinking that, well, if we get 2 mild winters in a row, I want that option that third year to have some antler permits. If I don't do it open now when we're in the regulation cycle, I don't have an option for another 3 years.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of hedging my bet. If the weather turns out bad or I don't think it's a good thing to do, we just leave it at zero. But, you know, those are the kind of things we're thinking about right now. This is when we get those things to the Natural Resources Commission.
What about grouse? Tell us how this type of winter affects grouse numbers.
This is going to be great for grouse as well. And, you know, most of your wildlife, this is going to be a good thing for them. Easy winter. They're not having to worry about seeking shelter through long cold snaps. They're able to get out, bud in the sun. You know, easy access to a lot of food sources that are normally covered by snow. Those grasses and stuff are still going to be available to them.
What about the bugs that are hatching already?
Yeah, I mean, some bugs are even hatching. I saw some kind of moth-like thing flying around the other day outside. So, you know, I don't think those kinds of insects are really a food source at this time. Bugs are a really important food source for young chicks. That's when you really want good insect crops, that high protein stuff to get those young chicks to grow. You know, bears, we have heard of some bears waking up early. It's not that the really so much the warm weather is getting them up. What happens is their dens get flooded and they need to move out if they don't want to be wet when they're trying to sleep. Most of those bears are going to just wake up, move to another den site. They know where multiple den sites are in their territories and will just go bed back down.
Interesting. Well, that's kind of cool to hear about as well, and I appreciate your insight on this effect of this warm weather, you know, the downsides as well as the upsides. I mean, this is bad for moose. We talked about it earlier. So hopefully the moose population doesn't continue to decline too much. Lastly, if you could give us 60 seconds on the situation with the canines, the wild canines in the woods, the coyotes, the wolves, and the situation with the distemper kind of taking effect on those populations.
Well, the canines in general, and particularly your larger canines, this is actually going to be not the best year for them to make it through the winter because deer are not very easy to get. So your coyotes and wolves, it's going to be a little bit tougher on them. On top of that, we also have some canine distemper that we're seeing pretty much across the UP. And we're seeing it in both the coyotes and in wolves and raccoons. Most of your mustelids, which are all your weasels and mink and those skunks, they're all susceptible to canine distemper. Now, canine distemper in general, it's a natural occurring thing, so it's really not a population controlling thing. But when you put on top of that, you know, a real mild winter, hard to get food for your wolves and your coyotes, and then throw distemper on top of that, yeah, we could see some dips in it. And that's kind of what the general hunting crowd has been telling me through deer season. And even the guys that like to go
predator hunting, yeah.
Predator hunting,
that's what we're hearing.
Not many to be found. And I suspect that's a lot of that has been going on. So, I mean, plus there's just fewer deer out there. So you combine the fewer deer to begin with a mild winter, throw on canine distemper. There's probably still mange rolling around out there in most of our wild populations. And yeah, you could see some effects in the population.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, thank you again for your time.
Yeah, no problem, anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.